Well, Coach, obviously a good opportunity not only to get your team on the floor on Monday, a week from today, but also a nice benefit game with Detroit Mercy as well. What does that mean to your program and you overall?
Yeah, you know, I think it's good for everybody. Honestly, for our program, our guys get a chance to play against, you know, some of their peers that they, you know, played with, you know, in high school or summer ball and played against over the past, you know, over the course of their times coming up. So it's really good opportunity from a basketball standpoint, you know, for the institutions in the city of Detroit. You know, it just makes a lot of sense for us to come together and to put on this event for, you know, Detroit Public Schools and the young people who are here in our city.
I know you attended Pontiac, but obviously still very close by. Did you have any, you know, rivalries when you were playing against some DPS schools?
Yeah, it would typically be maybe 1 or 2 years we would play some DPS schools. Remember playing, you know, Martin Luther King and Detroit Persian, Chadsey, Renaissance over the course of my high school career. So definitely, you know, and with the way that the summers are structured, you can play with those guys or play against them, you know, at different points in time. So a lot of familiar, a lot of respect for the basketball in this city, you know, the things that we all are trying to do to help make it better.
I know you have a couple guys, specifically Ray Williams Jr. and some others that might have some experience. How much are they looking forward to this game as well?
You know, we don't talk about it, you know, as much at this point. You know, I think last year, you know, there was just an excitement to play the game. This year, you know, we're just focused on each day, you know, trying to get better and understanding that, you know, that game is important, but, you know, being prepared once the real game starts is something that, you know, our main focus is on. And so that game has not come up a lot. You know, I know as we get a little bit closer and we start to prepare for them, then those things will start to show a little bit more.
What's your feel on this season as we get closer and closer here?
Yeah, you know, it's really good to have guys that have been in the program, you know, for a year or 2 years. You know, they understand me, they understand our staff and the expectations, the style of play. So, you know, at this point in time, compared to maybe other years, it, you know, it looks a little bit different. It feels different for the better. And, you know, that makes us all excited. Having some success down the stretch of the season last year, we've learned what it takes to be successful, and now we're on a mission to continue where we left off.
How much of a benefit has it been for you with the new facility that's built within the last couple of years?
Yeah, we're really, really proud and just really grateful for the field house and everything that it allows us to do, not just for our program, but also for all of the student athletes and teams here. Being able to utilize the athletic training space has been huge for, you know, all of our student athletes. And then just having a place when people come to campus, you know, the field house is really one of many on campus that are just places that people want to see, people want to experience. And so we're really proud of it. And, you know, it's one of those things that our administration has done a great job of, you know, building a home court atmosphere when we play games. And, you know, I think we're starting to see those things come alive.
Does that help in recruiting too, knowing that, you know, you kind of share a venue with a pro team?
Yeah, it definitely comes up. The reality is that there's so many factors that go into someone choosing an institution, you know, but the field house really just, you know, we're not looking up at anyone from that standpoint, you know, and then everything else. The academics, you know, is really, really well, and the amount of programs that we have to offer to, and then it comes down to the people, you know, our coaching staff. So the field house really makes people interested in coming to visit campus, and then when they're here, we get a chance to show them everything that Wayne State has to offer. But yeah, whether it's Division II, Division III, you know, Division I, you know, the field house is a premier facility in our state and in our region.
Do you personally have any playing experience at Callahan Hall?
Yeah, so 2 times in high school. Sophomore year on varsity, I lost in the quarterfinals to Grosse Pointe North, and then senior year also in the quarterfinals lost to Juan de La Salle. Two very heartbreaking games that I've never forgotten, you know, but, you know, just being able to play in that gym during that time, it was something that was, you know, something that everyone really wanted to do. And, you know, being able to go there last year and coach in that building, it brought back some of those memories for sure.
Awesome. All right. Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. Tony Ortiz is sitting next to me. He says hello as well. So I'm sure he's